All right. So almost exactly 2 years ago,
2年前,
I preached a sermon on the first three verses of this section, which was focused on children obeying your parents.
那时候是针对儿女要听从父母。
I did not preach on verse 4
我没有讲第四节,
that says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger.
第四节说父亲们不要惹儿女生气。
But YC, one of our elders, he got to preach on that passage.
但是我们的莫长老他有讲过那一经节。
And if we're worshiping God together as two different language-speaking groups,
但是当我们以两个不同的会众一起来，不同的语言来敬拜神的时候，
but we're one church,
但是我们是一个教会，
then it seems appropriate that we cover all four verses today, 2 years later.
所以两年之后，我想要讲第四个节都讲是妥当的。
And maybe since we're so good at listening to and obeying our parents,
或许我们很善于听我们的父母亲。
Or not angering our children,
我们并不惹我们的儿女生气。
That we haven't preached on this passage in a long time.
所以我们没必要讲这段经文。
There was a little bit of sarcasm and a joke in there somewhere.
所以我是有点在开玩笑。
This is what speakers have to do when they're not that funny. They have to ask for your laughter.
讲起来不那么好玩的时候，我们必须这么做。
But I'm guessing for some of you children out there,
我猜对你们做儿女当中的做儿女的，
when you started to read the first verse,
当你开始读第一节的时候，
your eyes started to roll a little bit.
你们可能开始不以为然。
And I'm guessing for many of the parents in here,
我猜多数的父母亲呢，
when we read verse 4,
当我们读第四节的时候，
in our minds we think, I'm trying to train and discipline my child in the Lord.
我们可能想说我们， 我试着要训，在主里面训练教导我的儿女们。
And so why do they still get angry at me?
他们为什么还对我发怒呢？
And so this is a very appropriate passage for us as we worship God all together this morning.
所以当我们一起敬拜神的时候，这段经文对我们来讲是很妥当的。
I was really excited that we got to do a family workshop at our all church retreat.
在我们的退休会，我很兴奋说我们能够有主持一个亲子的活动。
And I was really grateful that Auntie Ruth could moderate a discussion between parents and children.
我也很感谢Ruth姐妹，她能够主持一个父母亲跟儿童们的一个交谈。
And so if you weren't at the retreat or at the workshop,
假如你并没有参加那个活动的话，
she gave our youth the opportunity to express however they felt towards their parents.
她给青年人一个表达对父母亲 的一个机会，
and on one of two different issues,
接着两个题目，
whether it be when to get or how much to use a smartphone,
或者无论是有关如何什么时候上床睡觉，或者是拥有那个手机，
or negotiating what time you have to go to sleep at night,
或者是商讨几点上床。
And so Devin, one of our eighth graders,
Devin, 我们的一个八年级的学生。
I don't see him. Is he? Okay, then we can talk about him.
他不在，所以我们可以谈其他。
Devin was actually able to share very clearly how he felt about not having a smartphone.
所以Devin 他很清楚地分享他没有手机的那个事情。
And he got to share how hard it was for him because all his friends at school have a phone and he doesn't.
他学校的朋友都有智能的手机，而他没有，所以他分享对他来讲是有多么的困惑。
And then Ruth invited Hilta, his mother, up to come and respond to, oh, he just walked in. Great. Hi, Devin. Yeah. And then so Ruth invited Devin's mom, Hilta, to come up and share in response to what he shared with the whole group.
So Ruth就邀请了Devin的妈妈来上台来分享她的看法。
And what was great about that interaction,
那个互动的好，这奇妙的地方是，
was that we were communicating.
是我们开始沟通。
And sometimes in the safety of, I don't know, the whole church in the room,
有时候因为全教会都在一起，有觉得安全感。
It actually helped us communicate with one another.
能够 帮助我们彼此沟通。
And so I believe these four verses that we're studying this morning.
So 我相信我们今天读的这四节经文
can help us do more of that.
可以帮助我们更多的沟通。
And whether it be listening to your parents,
无论是听从父母
or not provoking your child to anger,
或是不惹儿女生气
what ultimately matters is our hearts.
重要的是我们的心。
I also understand that not every person in this room has their parent or child with them here in this room.
我也了解说在座的 每一个人不一定 你们的孩子或父母都跟你们在一起。
But I still believe this passage is for all of us.
我还是相信这段经文是对我们大家说话的。
For several reasons.
各种因为各种的原因。
We all have families.
我们都有家庭。
And no matter how close or how far apart we are from our families,
不管我们跟我们的家庭有多亲近，
we see that God calls us specifically to love them.
我们看到说神呼召我们要爱他们。
Another reason,
另外一个原因，
is that we get to know how we can pray for one another as a church body.
我们可以彼此为彼此代祷。
When we encounter the struggles that we face in our family
relationships. 当我面对家庭面对一些挣扎的时候，我们知道说如何彼此代祷。
And so, as one church this morning,
所以我们一个肢体一个教会来。
We want to see what God's word has to say to us.
我们来看看神要对我们说什么话。
Because in the context of His amazing grace that Paul talks about in Ephesians,
因为在那个他奇妙的恩典的背景下面
，God gives us specific words about our family relationship.
神对我们家庭关系有特别的指示。
And so we can better understand this when we understand the context of the book of Ephesians.
我们了解那个以弗所书的背景可以帮助我们了解这一段经文。
And in the second half of the book of Ephesians, this is Paul's main point.
保罗在以弗所书的下半部他主要的经义是什么？
Because Jesus has risen again, our lives and our relationships are different.
耶稣复活了，我们的生命有不一样。
We're saved by grace, and that changes who we are.
我们因恩典得救，所以我们改变了生命。
And so, to give us some context, I wanted to read Ephesians 2, 8 through 10.
为了给我们一个足够的背景，我想读以弗所书二章八到十节。
Because these three verses sum up the book of Ephesians very well.
因为这是以弗所书的经义。
And I'm going to read the whole section first, and then Wilbert's going to read it in Chinese after that. So
this is Ephesians 2, 8
through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书二章八到十节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因这信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And so what Paul is saying is that if you believe in the risen Jesus,
保罗这里说，我们若相信复活的耶稣。
And prior to these verses, he talks a lot about the resurrection of Jesus.
这几经节之前他谈了很多有关耶稣复活的事。
If you believe in him, you are not the same.
他这里告诉我们说，你若相信耶稣，你不是同一个人。
And verse 10 says that you will do good works.
第四节告诉我们说，你们会行善。
And so when we see the words, obey your parents or listen to your parents.
我们听到那些字，读到那些字，听从父母。
Or do not provoke your child to anger.
不要惹激动儿女生气。
This is part of how God means to change our relationships.
神借着这些来改变我们的关系。
And so the section that we read this morning, it actually doesn't start in chapter 6.
So 我们今天读的经文并不是从第六章开始。
Paul begins a new train of thought back in chapter 5, verse 21.
他从第五章二十一节就开始了这一路的思想。
And so Ephesians 5:21 says this, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书五章二十一节这么说，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And so this section is about relationships.
这段是有关关系的。
It's where Paul says, wives, submit to your husbands.
保罗在这里告诉妻子要顺服丈夫。
And husbands love your wives.
丈夫要爱妻子。
It says children obey your parents, as we read.
儿女要听从父母。
And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger.
父亲们不要惹儿女生气。
It says servants, respect your masters.
仆人要尊敬主人。
And masters, treat your servants in the same way.
同样的，主人要尊敬仆人。
And so, in this context, what this means is that everyone matters.
在这个背景下面，他的意思是说，每个人都重要。
The gospel is the one thing that gives us equal footing in our relationships before God.
那福音让我们在神面前都有平等的地位。
And what's interesting about what Paul writes here is that at this time, this kind of instruction was not given to women, to children, and to slaves.
有趣的是，当时保罗写这些话的时候，他主要的对象是并不是女人、孩子们跟仆人。
The early church days were a very male-dominated society.
早期的教会是以男性为主的一个教会时代。
And there are ways that that still exists today.
Yeah, 我们现在可能也还会看到一些遗迹。
And also in Asian culture,
在亚洲的文化里
we're often taught to honor every word that an older relative or family member says to us.
我们被教导说要尊敬长辈
and to respect everything that our parents say.
也要尊重我们父母亲跟我们所讲的
And so when Paul writes to children and to wives and to slaves,
所以当保罗对儿女们、对太太、对仆人说呢？
He's saying that the gospel brings us all together.
他是说那个福音让我们都在一起。
And that we're all called to love one another.
我们每个人都被呼召要彼此相爱。
And so this passage is about how we are to submit to one another.
所以这段经文是告诉我们如何要彼此顺服。
And Paul is saying that knowing Jesus makes our relationships different.
所以保罗告诉我们说，认识耶稣让我们的关系都不一样。
So this is the context when we get to the first verse that we read this morning.
所以这是我们这段经文的一个背景。
Where it says that children are called to listen to or obey your parents.
那说做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
I want to read verses 1 and the first half of verse 2 one more time.
我要重新读一章到一节到第二节的前半部。
And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version.Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother.
以弗所书六章一到第二节的前面，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母。
And so notice that when I read it from the English Standard Version, the word was obey.
我从英译本读的话，那个字是服从、顺服。
But the word we read on the slides was listen.
那是我们那幻灯片放的是听。
And this is because in the Greek language, it's in the imperative form.
因为在那个希腊文里面是必行式。
And the translators decided to translate it in different ways.
有不同的翻译版。
But when we think about the commands that God has given us,
但是我们若想到神给我们的一些诫命
we can see a similar idea all the way back in the book of Deuteronomy.
我们翻到那个生命记会看到同样的一个思想
And when God is giving his people his law,
当神发 他的律法给他的选民的时候
he says this in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
他在生命记第六章这么说
You can turn there if you want, but if you want to just keep your finger on Ephesians, I'm going to read these verses for you.
让我来读《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. It's a very famous verse.
生命记六章四到五节很有名的一段经文。
And it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
生命记六章四到五节这么说，以色列啊。你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神
And we know this is the greatest commandment that Jesus gave, right?
我们知道说这是耶稣给我们的最大的诫命
This is the original source in the book of Deuteronomy.
这是那最大的诫命的来源，在《生命记》上。
And the commandment says two things.
这个诫命告诉我们两件事。
It says hear.
它说告诉我们要听。
And it says love the Lord your God with everything.
然后说要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And what we can take from this is that obeying and listening are very closely related.
所以是这里我们可以看到说那个。顺从跟那个听是有很大的关系的。
And after Paul says, "Children, obey your parents."
保罗告诉儿女们要听从父母之后。
He then refers back to the Ten Commandments and says, "Honor your father and your mother."
他后来就指到那个十诫里面的要孝敬父母。
And so we see that obedience and listening, there's a relationship between those two words.
所以我们看到这听从跟服从跟听两个字的有关系的。
And this is because in the Hebrew language, the word for obey and the word for listen is the same word.
因为在希伯来文里面，那个听跟服顺从的两个字是同一个字。
And depending on the context, you might know whether the person or the author or whoever speaking means listen or means obey.
根据经文上下文的背景，你可以清楚的。他们是只听或者只顺从。
So when Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, listen to your parents."
所以当地以弗所书六章一节说，儿女要听从父母。
Or for some of your versions, obey your parents.
或者是要服从父母。
We need to see how these two words are so closely related.
我们需要明白这两个字有的关系。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we can listen.Without any having any intention of understanding,
因为我们可以听而不到
or without any intention of obeying,
或者说听了但是没有服从的意思
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子
This is just one of many examples from my own childhood.
这是我年轻的时候的其中的一个例子
And so maybe some of you children sitting out there can relate to this.
你们当中做儿女的可能也会有同样的经历。
Probably more of your parents are going to relate to this.
说不定你们的父母亲也会同意。
So I would be playing a video game.
我在玩电动游戏。
And my dad would come and he would say, "Can you take out the trash?"
我父亲会来跟我讲说，你可不可以倒垃圾
？And I would say, "Yeah, sure, of course," because I want to be a good and obedient child.、Right?
我会说好的，因为我想做一个好的孩子。
And so my dad walks away.
所以我的父亲就走开了。
5 minutes pass.
5分钟过。
10 minutes pass.
10分钟过。
30 minutes pass.
30分钟过。
And before you know it, my dad comes back and he's upset that I haven't taken out the trash yet.
之后我的父亲就走进来，不开心，因为我还没把垃圾倒。
I listened to him.
我听他到他所讲的。
I even understood what he was saying.
我也明白他要我所做的是什么。
But I didn't obey.
但是我没有服从。
The trash didn't get taken out.
那个垃圾并没有拿出去。
And so, I wasn't being obedient in that moment.
所以在那个时刻并没有服从，没有听从。
And so sometimes we can listen without understanding.
虽然多时候我们可以听，但是不明白。
Or within our relationships with our parents, we can listen without obeying.
或者跟我们父母亲的关系，我们可以听，但是并不服从。
And we get the sense from the way that the biblical authors use these words that these are closely related together.
但是从那个圣经里面，我们看到说这听跟服从是息息相关的。
But we also don't obey just for the sake of being obedient.
但是我们并不是为服从而服从。
And so in the next two verses, Ephesians 6:2-3, we'll see what Paul means.
所以在接下来的两节我们看看保罗的想说什么。
He says this in verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
以弗所书六章二节这么说。要孝敬父母使你得福在世上长寿这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So when Paul says honor your father and mother, he says it's the first commandment with a promise.
保罗说要孝敬父母，这是第一个答应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother is the fifth commandment.
孝敬父母是第五诫。
But it is the first of the ten that has a promise attached to it.
这是十诫里面第一个带有应许的诫命。
And this, hopefully this will help us understand what the heart and what the attitude behind our obedience is.
我希望这个让我们明白说服从背后的那个心应该是什么样的一个心。
Now, if you're a child in here, or you might read this and you might say, does this mean if I disobey my parents that I will not have long life on the earth?
若你是儿女的话，你说不定会问：若我不听从父母的话，我是不是不会活得很久？
It's a legitimate question.
这是个合理的问题。
If we read that, we might think of some eternal consequence that's going to happen to us soon if we don't obey our parents.
我们读那段经文的时候，我想我们是会这样想的。
But I'm guessing that for many of you out there, you have discovered that this is not necessarily the case.
但我猜你们很多人都知道说。
God has not struck you down dead because you didn't obey your parents.
神不会因为你没有听从父母而把你致死。
But there is something going on with this promise that we need to understand.
但是这个应许里面有一些我们需要了解的事情。
And so at this time when the Ten Commandments were given in the ancient Near East,
在那个古代近东的时候，当那个这十诫被颁发的时候，
it did mean that children could rebellious children could face some serious consequences or punishment.
那个时代的时候，那个悖逆的儿女们真的是会面对一些很严重的。And
you can find that in Deuteronomy 21.
在申命记21章那边有记载。
But here's the thing, the punishment, the capital punishment for their society, that's what it was. It was punishment.
那个时候的死刑是个惩罚。
And the heart behind why this law was there was to keep relationships alive.
这个诫命存在的目的是为了让保持那个关系。
And so I believe that God writes, children, listen to and obey your parents.
我相信神写这么告诉我们要听从父母的目的。
Because when we do the opposite, we are contributing to hurting that relationship. And Ephesians 6:3 speaks of a promise.
以弗所书六章三节。
It is saying, if you listen and if you're obedient,
他说若你听你服从,
at the simplest level, it means this will be good for your life.
这个说对你的生命有益处。
And when you listen to your parents, it is an opportunity for your relationship with them to grow.
如果你听从父母的话，是让你们跟父母的关系能够改善。
It's an opportunity to keep the relationship continuing on and still going.
是让那个你们的关系能够持续下去。
And by listening to your parents, you might be able to bring a greater depth to your relationship that you haven't experienced before.
你若听从父母的话，你跟父母 的关系可能会有更深一层的关系。
And when we don't listen, we cut off relationship with one another.
当我们不听的时候，我们会伤害我们之间的关系。
And it might not mean that we're physically separated.
可能不是说我们真正的那个隔离。
But there can exist the emotional separation.
那可能在情绪上我们有隔离。
And the separation was the punishment that rebellious children would face back in the ancient Near East.
古代近东的时候，那个跟父母亲隔离是他们所受的惩罚。
And so when we don't listen, when we're not obedient,
所以当我们不听，我们不服从的时候，
it's a way that we get in where we are hurting our relationships rather than letting God bring us closer together.
我们伤害我们之间的关系，而不让神让我们的关系拉近。
And so this is the promise God is speaking of to us.
所以这是神给我们的应许。
That when we listen to our parents and when we are obedient,
我们听我们的父母亲，我们服从我们的父母亲，
we might start to experience a closeness that we didn't experience before.
我们会经历我们以前所未经历的亲密。
And when Paul is saying the gospel means our relationships begin to change,
所以保罗告诉我们，我们这样子的话，我们的关系会开始改变。
Children, youth, here in this room, this is what we can learn about why it is important to listen and to obey.
作儿女们，这是我们可以学习的，为什么要听从父母。
We don't do it just for the sake of obedience.
我们不是为听从而听从。
We do it because we want to experience a greater relationship than we haven't experienced before.
我们听从的是为了要经历一个未曾经历的一个亲密关系。
And so for all the youth in this room, you're probably thinking, okay, Dan, you've only been speaking to us. You have not been speaking to the parents yet.
在座的青年们，你们可能说 ，Dan， 你现在都只针对我们，那你还没跟我们的父母亲讲。
Dan, you need to move on to verse 4. Let's get to verse 4.
So Dan， 你谈谈第四节吧。
Okay, you get your wish now. Verse 4 says this, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书六章四节，你们做父亲的，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So again, we see there are very specific instructions given to parents as well as to children.
我们看到对父母亲也有很具体的一些指示。
And parents, we read this verse and we see that we are called to bring our children up in a way that they learn about who God is.
所以我看到说我们要养育儿女要用要让他们能够把他们带到主。
And I tell you, I truly believe this morning.
我真的很相信这一点。
I believe that if you are a parent in this room,
我相信你在座的你是父母的话。
I believe that you want them to know who God is.
我相信你们希望你的孩子们认识神。
I believe that we have the best intentions as parents.
我相信我们做父母亲的有最美的旨意。
And yet, in our human nature and in the complexity of relationships,
那是我们人的本性，然后关系上的复杂。
Paul gives us one more thing to think about that is helpful for keeping relationships alive and intact.
保罗让我们多思考一件事情。
And part of the difficulty that we face in our communication between generations,
我们的不同的年代沟通所面对的问题的原因
is that sometimes we can't even finish the conversation without one or both persons getting upset or getting angry.
很多时候我们交谈的时候还没结束的时候就彼此有人发脾气
And this is what comes to mind when Paul says, "Do not provoke your children to anger."
所以保罗告诉我们不要惹儿女的气。
Several years ago, I think it was about 3 years ago.
差不多三年前。
We had a guest speaker come to do a parent workshop.
我们请了一个讲员来做一个家长父母亲的讲座。
Her name was Esther Tinklenberg, and she was the wife of Judy Mock's youth pastor.
她的名字叫 Esther Tinklenberg, 她是 Judy孟的以前牧师的太太。
And one image that she gave in the workshop.
她给了一个画面。
She talked about an emotional ledger.
她提到一个情绪的账簿。
Or like an emotional bank account.
或者一个情绪的那个银行户口。
Now, we might have trouble understanding each other's emotions.
我们可能不容易了解彼此的情绪。
But I think many of us in this room are good at math and we understand numbers.
但是我相信我们在座的很多人对数学很好，我们对数字有了解。
And the reason she used this image,
她用这个画面的原因
was that she said for many children, the amount of negative comments that they have heard often outweighs the positive.
因为她说对很多孩子来讲，他们听到负面的论断比正面的多。
And so what happens at that point is you might not say anything wrong or negative.At all as a parent.
所以你当一个父母，做父母的那个时候，说不定你什么错话都没讲。
And yet your son or daughter still somehow gets angry.
但是你的儿女们都就容易的生气。
Now, I'm not going to stand up here and try to give you answers for how, you know, to go about these situations.
我不会给你一个解决这些问题的答案。
I'm not a parent. I have no children of my own.
我还不是父亲，我没有自己的孩子。
And so I can only share from my own experience in different ways how this has affected me.
我只能用我自己的经历来跟大家分享。
See, I believe that God is not a God who provokes us to anger.
我相信我们的神不是一个惹我们生气、激我们生气的神。
And so, parents, when we consider the ways that we speak to our children, even over a long period of time,
所以做父母的，当我们回想我们如何跟我们的孩子沟通，
when we can share with them lovingly and respectfully as well,
我们可以以爱跟温柔来跟他们沟通,
what we get to do is we get to give a picture of what our good God is like.
我们这么做的话可以让他们看到父神是什么样子的一个神。
And I've shared over and over again some of the struggles that I've had in my relationship with my dad.
我分享过我跟我父亲之间的一些挣扎。
And I was the oldest child, and so I felt like he had greater expectations for me compared to my brothers.
我是长子，所以我一直认为我父亲对我的期望比其他的弟弟们多。
And my dad said and did many, many great things as a dad when I was growing up.
我父亲做了很多很棒的事情。
As I've grown up and gotten at least a tiny bit more mature, I can now remember some of the good things that my dad had done.
我现在越来，年纪越大，我就回想他为我所做的一些好的事情。
But if you're anything like me, sometimes one negative word can outweigh like 10 positive ones, right?
但是你若像我的话，一个负面的论断会大于那个10个好的东西。
And because my dad would often get angry or impatient with me, that was the picture that I had of my heavenly father, of God.
我父亲常常对我发脾气，也对我不耐烦，所以我对天父的印象也是这么多。And
so when I was 25 years old,
我25岁的时候,
my dad sat me down in our kitchen at our house, and he started to apologize for some of the ways he had treated me when I was a child.
我父亲就跟我坐下来一起深谈，他为了他以前伤害过我的事情抱歉。
He could tell that some of the experiences we had had together had done some emotional damage in my life.
因为他看得出来他所做的一些有伤害到他。
And that was just such a reverse in my own emotional bank account.
这个对他的情绪上的 账户是个赤字。
I don't know. It was almost like a blank check or something.
像一个空支票一样。
And that was the start of a lot of healing that my dad and I were able to have.
所以那个让我们之间的关系也改善了很多。
And what's come alongside the healing of my relationship with my earthly father?
所以我跟我地上的父亲的关系改善了之后。
Is that now I can start to view God not as a God who's impatient with me or angry with me.
所以我可以开始看天父并不是一个对我发脾气或者对我不耐烦的天父。
And I can have a greater understanding of just how deep his love is for me.
我可以更了解天父对我的深深的爱。
Understanding that was lacking for a long time in my life.
这个体会我是很长的一段时间没有的。
And so that's why we say in these verses, it's really about our hearts.
所以这些经文都告诉我们，重点是我们的心。
And the ways that we listen to our parents as children.
我们做儿女的如何的听从父母。
Or the ways that we do not provoke our children to anger.
说父母亲不惹儿女生气。
That all comes from our hearts.
一切都要从心里面来的。
And in the first several chapters of Ephesians, Paul speaks so deeply about God's unconditional love for us.
所以保罗在以弗所书前几章深深地谈到神无条件的爱。
And here's a problem in our thinking that we often come across when we think of God's unconditional love.
当我们想到神无条件的爱的时候,
we might think, okay, God has been good to me.
我们可能这么想, 神对我很好。
So I can listen to or obey God.
所以我可以听从神。
But when it comes to my parents or when it comes to my child, you know, the story gets a little bit different.
但是如果对父母亲对儿女的话，那个就不一样，另外一回事。
But God gives us very specific instructions.
但是神给我们很特别的一些指示。
And notice that they're slightly different.
可能有一些稍微的不同。
But that means in our relationships, we can't just say, I'm unconditionally accepted by God, so now I'm going to view my parents or my child however I want.
所以并不是说神无条件的接受我们，我就把我的父母亲的儿女当回事。He wouldn't write
three chapters of God's unconditional love.
He wouldn't.
Paul wouldn't write three chapters of God's unconditional love.
保罗不会写了三章有关神的无条件的爱。
And then say we get to experience our relationships however we want.
然后我们随便的经历我们的关系。
And so what God is teaching us through the book of Ephesians.
保罗借着以弗所书想教导我们的事。
Is that even though we are completely accepted regardless of our sins and our humanity and past relationship pain.
无论我们过去的罪或者关系怎么样，神接受我们。
We are specifically called to love one another in our relationships.
我们被呼召要彼此相爱。
And what God wants to give us is more than just tolerating one another or just a surface level relationship.
神要我们的做的并不是只是彼此容忍。
But He wants us to be healed.
他也要我们得医治。
In the same way that He has healed our relationship with Him.
就像他让我们跟他之间的关系能够恢复。
And so for each of us then, very practically,
so 对我们每个人,
the point is not to say, if you're a child, hey, mom or dad, what did you learn from verse 4 today?
你们做儿女们不应该对父母亲问说你从第四节学到了什么。
Or if we're a parent, we're not to say, hey,Son, daughter, what did we learn from the first three verses?
或者父母亲问儿女们，你们一到三节学到什么呢？
What matters is our hearts.
重要的是我们的心里面的态度。
And our attitudes.
我们的态度。
And what we can do to contribute to healing that relationship.
那我们能所能做的来恢复我们之间的关系。
And I know sometimes this is not the easiest topic to bring up.
我知道这是个不容易的题目。
If you're anything like me and my relationship with my dad, sometimes working through these things is very painful.
那你的跟父母亲的关系，就像我跟我父亲的关系的时候，这个整个过程可能是很痛苦的过程。
But I also hope that we can get a picture that God wants to give us a greater relationship than we have ever experienced with those in our families.
所以，但是我希望你能够有个画面，说神要我们经历。跟我们家庭的关系是一个美好的关系。
And one last great way that we can think about this comes from the relationship that God had with His own Son.
所以我们最后我们可以借着神跟他儿子耶稣基督之间的关系来看。
And as Jesus was getting ready to die on the cross, He asked God, He says, if there is another way, let this cup pass.
神当耶稣基督准备上十字架的时候，他问父神说：“你愿意的话，可以把这个杯撤去。”
But if not, I will do your will.
不然的话，我愿意遵从你的旨意。
He had a conversation with God, with his father.
他跟那个他的父神有会话。
And Jesus lived it out.
然后耶稣就活出来。
He was the ultimate example of listening.
他是听的最好的例子
and being obedient,
然后服从的最好的例子
even to death on a cross,
甚至于死在十字架上
and by listening to the will of his father,
然后他听从他父神的旨意
he gave his life for the whole world,
他为世人舍了生命
and after he did this, the concept of a relationship with God was never the same.
他这么做之后跟我们跟神之间的关系就大大的不一样。
He listened to his heavenly father.
他听从他的天父。
And my hope and prayer is that we will do the same, that we will listen to God.
我盼望我们也会这么做，也会听父神。
That we will heed his word when it says we are to listen to and to love one another.
那我们听从他的话，他告诉我们说要彼此相爱。
Not just for the sake of being obedient.
听从不是为了听从而听从。
But so that our relationships can be different than we've ever experienced.
而是为了让我们的关系能够改善，能够是美好的。
And that's a picture that I hope we can hold on to as a church, that we will experience healing as families.
所以我希望我们的整个教会会有这个画面，让我们的关系都能够恢复，都是很美好的。
This is the vision of our church, that broken and captive people will be healed and set free in Jesus Christ.
这是我们教会的意向。被掳的人会得释放。
And if that's the vision of our church, surely God wants us to experience that in our own families.
所以，那么这只是我们教会的意向。我相深信神也要我们经历这一点。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
我们天上的阿爸父，我们谢谢你的话语。
And we thank you that we thank you that we read in the book of Ephesians that we are saved by your grace.
我们也谢谢我们从以弗所书读到说我们得救本乎恩。
And God, I pray that we would see that when we read these words, these instructions that you give us within our families.
神啊，我求你帮助我们，当我们读这些经文的时候，我们会想到我们的家庭关系。
That it's not simply about just obeying your command as God.
也并不仅是为了听从你的诫命。
But this is a way that you continue to get to change our hearts.
而是你借着这些来改变我们的心。
And so, God, I pray that you will give us hope.
主啊，我求你给我们盼望。
I pray that we would be praying to experience healing in our relationships.
我盼望我们会为了我们关系上的恢复的改善祷告。
And that we would trust that you want to give us healing that we have never experienced before.
我们深信你会给我们莫大的医治。
And we know this is only possible because of the great love that you showed us on the cross.
我们知道说这是能够这么行的，是因为你在十字架上所显示给我们的爱。
And so, God, we thank you for the cross.
所以，神啊，我们谢谢主给我们十字架。
Because God, without it, we would just be in darkness.
因为没有十字架，我们都还是在黑暗里头。
Thank you that we can be set free.
谢谢我们可以得释放。
And I pray that we would specifically experience this within our family relationships.
我祈求我们在我们的家庭关系里面可以经历这一点。
We thank you that you love us so much.
我们谢谢主，你那么爱我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.